Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
How to understand the Bible.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we're glad that you're back with Be Holy. We're glad that you're listening. We're glad that you're downloading the podcast from podbean.com. Feel free to always visit the Facebook page and comment or start a conversation. It's fine with us. We love it. So today, we're going to talk about understanding the Bible. Understanding the Bible is really what people struggle with. They say they really want to understand. There are some who don't really want to understand the Bible because the Bible will tell them things that they don't want to hear. And so but for those who really want to understand the Bible, they always ask the question, how do I understand the Bible? How do I sit and just read it and understand it? Because a lot of times you hear people say things like, I've read the Bible 10 times, I've read the Bible 50 times, front to cover, front to cover, the back cover, and front cover, middle, front, side, whatever you want to say. They've understood the Bible, or read the Bible is what they say. They've read the Bible. That's the key word. They've read it. They've read the Bible for what? For years, or I've been reading the Bible since I was a child, or not. Especially when they say things like, I read the Bible 50 times. I'm asking myself, can't you remember the first time you read something? I mean, what is it? So when people say they want to really understand the Bible, I have to tell you this. Sure, there are languages. Sure, there are things that are hidden in the scriptures that you really need to understand. But I must tell you this on the front end. You will never be able to understand the Bible. You will never, ever be able to understand the Bible. Now, before you totally lose it, listen to what I'm telling you. You will never understand the Bible. The Bible is a document. Who wrote the document? That's who you need to go to find out what the Bible means. So if the Spirit or God himself wrote the Bible or made that information available to writers, to people, for people to write it down, then we have to actually go to God in order to get the understanding of the entire Bible, regardless of what language it is in or printed in, or the original languages that people say were the original languages and they really don't know. But you can read it in English and you can understand as much as your comprehension will allow you to understand, or what you've learned to understand, what you've learned about the English language. You know, that'll limit you to what you understand. But all you're actually doing what you're doing is reading words. That's all you're doing. You're not understanding anything. So if you're just reading the words according to the education that you have, what about those who have no education? Are they, shielded from learning what the Bible says or what the Bible reads? Are they kept away from? Are they barred away from understanding what the Bible says? No, no, no. Because regardless of our education level, we can all go to God. You can have 5 PhDs, 2 masters, and or you can have a high school education, or you can just have an elementary school education. You can have a kindergarten education. But if you go to God and ask God what these things mean, He will tell you. He will. What does it say? If you lack wisdom, ask God. Ask God. If you want to understand anything about the Bible, you have to ask God. He wrote it. It was all of His subject matter. It was all of His Spirit that gave it. And so we can't really go to school to understand the Bible. You can go to school and understand archaeology. You can study little artifacts and what they say happened back then. And you might find some bowls. You might find some maps. You might find some literature. You might find, I mean, you can find anything. But if you're wanting to understand what the Bible says, you have to go to the author. Who is the author and finisher of our faith? God, Jesus Christ, Him. We have to go to Him in order to understand what the Bible says. Even in the Bible, if you read through it, it'll tell you things like that. You know, these things are revealed to us via the Spirit. It's not taught to us, you know, by men. What did Paul say? I didn't learn this stuff by men. I didn't go study it and learn it. It was revealed to me. So how was it revealed to him? And then we go read it and we think we have the same understanding that he was trying to give us via the Spirit. Well, we're going to talk about that today. Learning how to understand the Bible. The first thing, like I told you before, is that you can never understand the Bible. All you can do is go to God and let God give you what to think and what to understand. And that's really the problem there, because if we don't go to God to get what we're supposed to think, if God doesn't tell us what we're supposed to think, we'll just think on our own and do what we want to do, which has always been, you know, detrimental to our spiritual life and actual physical life, us doing what we want to do. What do we know? How long have we been living? God's been living forever, but we just started living. And what do we know? Nothing. And so if we go to Him, He will give us the understanding. If you don't have wisdom and you lack wisdom, go to God. He will give it to you freely. That's James. The book of James says that. The Spirit said that then. If you want to understand God, you have to go to God. The document is the Bible, but God is the Spirit. What did Jesus say? These words that I speak to you are spirit. He didn't walk around with a King James Bible or a King Herod Bible. He wasn't walking around. Jesus said, these words that I say to you are spirit. So the words have been translated onto paper with ink, but those words are spirit. And you can't really put spirit on paper. All you could ever do is ask God, what does this mean? What does that mean? And then gladly let God tell you. Don't go in with your own supposition and your own understanding. Ask God to show you what is what. Ask Him to show you how to think. What to think, what to recognize about the scriptures. It's a document. You notice how you always have to go and hire a lawyer to actually represent you in a court of law, because if you actually read the laws, they're written in a certain language that you really couldn't understand. I mean, those laws were here before most of us were here, and well, really all of us were here. But we're still held to those laws, and so we actually have to hire a lawyer. Well, Jesus is our attorney. He's the one that's going to give us all the enlightenment. He's going to tell us what the laws mean. He's going to tell us how to look at what he said. We are supposed to go to him and he will give us what to think. Now, if we told church people that, and if church people lived by that, we would have less fighting in church, because the Spirit's going to tell every church member the same thing. If we actually went to God to find out what God meant, we wouldn't have any denominations, because the same Spirit would tell us, everybody, the same thing. Well, because we don't want the Spirit to rule in our lives, we don't want the Holy Ghost to lead us, we don't want God to tell us what to think, we'll go to seminary. I know, you listen, a lot of people go to seminary. And a lot when they go, they're not going just to outrule God. But listen, when they go, they haven't asked God what to think. I don't care who you are. You have not asked God what to think, because if you ask God what to think, he wouldn't send you to seminary. Why would he tell you in the Bible to ask him, but then send you to seminary? He has all the answers. He wants us to come to him. He came all the way from heaven to teach man so that man could actually teach other people, or even, let's just say, write the scriptures. He taught man, man taught other people. But those were his disciples. But then if you look, we're going to read it here in a minute. Where was it? Luke chapter 24 and verse, I think it's 43 or 44, one of them. We'll read that in a minute, where it talks about he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So they were walking around with him for how many ever years? The disciples were walking with Jesus how many ever years, whether it be 3.5 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever the years were. They were walking with him all that time, and they did not understand the scriptures. They couldn't, because he has to open their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So that makes total sense how we could actually be saved and be in church for years and not know what God is saying through the scriptures. Now, understand, the scriptures are not God. God is God. The scriptures are not God. The scriptures are the document that God had written. So we could actually be in church for years and not understand the document that God has made available to us. Now, we understand the document because God gives us the understanding. We don't understand the document because we stay up late and study, or we go and find other books to find out this word and that word and this happening and that happening, this event and that event. And we put all these books together. And then all of a sudden, we have an understanding. No, you have your own understanding. But remember, if education levels go up to 100 and your education level is a 50, there's another 50 that you're missing. And you think you have the understanding that God didn't give you. We have to go back to God. That is what Be Holy is all about. Telling everybody to go back to God. Now, you can read the Bible all you want. You can go to church all you want, but you have to go back to God in order to be right with God. You have to go back to God so that you may understand what he's requiring from us. That we have to get back to him. We cannot make up our own way just because everybody else has been doing it that way. If you look at it, most preachers, they actually go to seminary and get a job at a church. And the church, that's how they safely pick and choose which pastors and preachers that they're going to allow in their church, or that they're going to hire. And how many of you know, when you hire a preacher, you can't trust him? If you hire a preacher, you can't trust him, because as soon as he begins to preach something that is not popular, the people who are in charge of his check will stop his check. And then if they stop his check from because he's telling you the truth, how do you even know that you are getting the truth? Now, we're not going to take a break today, but you'll hear the music coming in, and watch this.
holy.
See, we didn't take a break, and I'm back right here, and I'm telling you, we have to get back to God. We have to get back to God. If we don't get back to God, we will never understand the scriptures. Now, the scriptures are actually, it's like a roadmap. It's a great place to start. You can read things and say, man, trying to imagine that time period, trying to understand what those words are and the events and the context of a story and of a verse. That's great, you know, in the beginning, but sooner or later, you're going to want to understand, really understand what God is saying. And when you go to him, ask him with an open heart, being righteous, and just be clear. Don't have any idea of what you want to learn. Just, Lord, teach me what to think. Just like you taught the prophets. Just like you taught other men and women of God in those same scriptures or in the Bible. Teach me what to think. Not let me be a part of the choir. Not let me be a part of the usher board. Not let me be a part of the parking lot duty. Not let me be a part of the trustee board. Not teach me how to preach. No. Go back and ask God, what am I supposed to think? How am I supposed to think? I don't want to be carnal. I want to be spiritual. I want to understand and speak what you say. Whatever you have a problem with, Lord, I want to have a problem with it. Whatever you like, Lord, I want to like, Lord. I just want to understand what you're calling from us as people. And no man can actually teach me that. No man can teach you how to think like God. Like, for those of you who are going to say, oh, how can he preach? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's sent? That is exactly true. That's exactly true. What happens is the preacher will preach what God says. But God still has to open your ears to understand. He still has to open your ears to understand what is being said. What the preacher says is in English, but the Holy Ghost don't speak language. The Holy Ghost will reveal things to you. Matter of fact, the preacher can sit there and preach and preach and preach for hours, or teach and teach and teach for hours. But if God don't give you or me the understanding of what's being said, we're just sitting there listening to a person that we understand in English. But there's another thing that happens when that if a person is preaching, like I'm talking to you now, many of you are understanding the English words that I'm saying. But a few of you are actually understanding the spiritual things that are behind what I'm saying. So all you can do is actually pray that God gives you spiritual insight. That's all we can do. Lord, show me what to think. Show me how to think. Don't let me believe Leonardo. Don't let me believe Be Holy. Let me believe you. Let me do what you want me to do. Let me believe the way you want me to believe. And when we start believing the way God wants us to believe, then when we pray, it changes a whole lot of things. Remember how it says the prayers of a righteous man, it avails a whole lot. It does what it's supposed to do. Well, when you're righteous, you're praying according to what God says and the way God thinks. You're not praying like I get a lot of people who say, hey, pray for me that I get this house, or that I get this, that, and the other, and that I get this car, that I get this job, or something like that. And I'll say, okay, I'll pray for you. But in my prayer, I never even mention house and car and job and all that. I always pray, Lord, your will be done according to their life. Your will be done, not theirs. Your will be done. There are people who will have you praying, help me get this other wife, you know, pray that she says yes to my proposal. Well, my first question is this your first wife? If this is your first wife, then I can pray that God's will be done in your life. But if this is your third, fourth, fifth, sixth wife, now we have a few other problems, because now I really can't pray that you receive a wife. All I can do is pray what? Lord, your will be done in his life, because he needs you. Or she needs you. If they understand how you think, they won't be thinking about a second or third wife. Because we have to pray according to the word. So if the word is spirit, we have to pray according to the spirit. It's just like the Bible says, we have to pray in the spirit and understanding and everything. But most people never ever ask God what he thinks, or what are they supposed to pray for. Even matter of fact, the scriptures even say that we don't pray correctly as we ought. You know, we don't even know what to pray for, but the spirit knows. The spirit knows what to pray for and how to pray for it. And so if we actually go back to God and get our direction, we will be much better off. Much, much better off. All right, listen, let's go over to Luke chapter 24, and we'll start at verse 44. Now, this is after Jesus had risen from the dead, and he came back to visit the disciples and with infallible proofs and everything else. Listen. All right, verse number 44. And he said, Jesus, he said, when I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled. Now, Jesus said, he told him, when I was with you before, I told you that everything about me that must be fulfilled, that was written in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and in the Psalms concerning him, had to be fulfilled. Now, he's telling them about the things that had to be fulfilled concerning Jesus that were in the scriptures, is what he said. Now, if we go on, we're going to find out that they didn't even understand what he was saying. I mean, if you even read, you know, he keeps saying things over and over and over and over, and they weren't understanding what he was saying. Well, here is why. Verse number 45. Then opened he their minds to understand the scriptures. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. So he told them what was written in the scriptures. He told them so that they knew that those things were written. But then he opened their minds that they might understand. That's all I'm telling you. We have to actually go back to God and ask him to open our minds that we might understand the scriptures. And most preachers don't want you to do that, because if you ever have direct contact with God and he's telling you and revealing to you what is written, and he's doing it and not yourself and not the devil, but it's him giving you an understanding of what's written, most preachers know that you would not go to those churches. They know that. Now, the real preachers, they want you to understand God. But for the most part, the ones who don't want you to understand God, they will never mention to you anything about revealing or information being revealed to us by God. They will never talk about that. They'll only talk about we got a picnic this week. We got a church announcement for this, and we got a car wash, and we got the choir rehearsals, and we got the Christmas plays, and we have this going on, we have that going on, and Daniel in the lion's den, and Jesus died on the cross, but they will never talk about all the information that you're needing has to come from God. That means we can sit forever in church services, we can sit in Bible study and not get anything. We can sit on Sunday morning at listening to the preacher and not get anything. We can sit and have home gatherings at individuals' homes, and but there's no understanding being given. It's possible. Because remember, the disciples were with Jesus. They were with God. And a lot of them didn't understand anything. They didn't. But then when Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, now it's a difference. There's a difference. There is a difference. There is a difference. Just like I can talk about all that. I can say baptism. I can tell you that you need to call on the name of the Lord at your baptism. But if all you ever read is Matthew 28:19, be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And if that's all you ever read, that's all you'll ever know. But if God tells you who the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is, you'll understand that later when they do a baptism, when people are actually being baptized, they call on the name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, then there's no fight about any kind of Trinity. There's no fight about any kind of triune God thing. There's no fight about three gods. There's no fight about that, because the Holy Ghost would give you the understanding that in Matthew 28:19, that baptism is the same baptism as Acts 2:38, calling on the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But I can tell you that and you not understand it. The Holy Ghost has to reveal to you what I'm saying to you. So I don't take it lightly that I can teach people anything. All I can ever do is just talk about God and talk about what he said. And if I talk about what he said and then he gives you the insight. Now that's all we're asking. That's great. That is wonderful. Because now you're going to live a whole nother way. You're going to begin to see a whole lot more from God. I'm not telling you not to go to church. I'm not telling you to stop going to church. I'm not telling you to stop reading your Bible. I'm not telling you to even stop searching for understanding. But at the crux of it all, at the bottom, at the root of it all, you have to ask God for the understanding and ask him not to mix it with what you already know. Ask him to tell you exactly what you're supposed to know, because the Holy Ghost is the same spirit, or God is the same spirit as he was in the Bible. Same spirit. But a lot of times in our denominations and in our church settings, we change what God says to fit our organization or our own family or our own supposition or what we think God says or what we're not comfortable with. We try to change the word of God to fit in our lives so that we can be comfortable. How many of you know that God don't want you comfortable? If there's any comfort going to be given, it's going to be given by him. Comfort is not given by people. All comfort comes from God. And if God don't give us comfort, we don't have no comfort. And we can't change the words of God to fit our comfortable, our comfortability or our comfort. We can't do that. We just can't do that. And we can't afford not knowing what God has said all these years.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.